甜蜜的十六岁。
Cinderella, the dance and the sweet 16.
我不是在讲童话故事。
No, it's not about fairy tale.
对于在美国的大学的篮球迷来说，这个叫做疯狂的三月。
To the college basketball fans, it is called the March Madness.
这就是全美所有大学最好的球队，他们来争取冠军的时候。
It is when the best teams from among the colleges in U.S. compete for the championship.
看球赛最精彩的其中一个部分就是，当落后的队伍他们拼命的反败为胜。
One of the most exciting moments is when teams fought back to win games after trailing behind.
就在上个礼拜天。我本人的母校 创下了全美国大学篮球反败为胜的记录。
Just last Sunday night, my alma mater captured the biggest comeback in the history of college basketball.
当球赛还有最后30秒钟的时候，我们还在落后十分。
We were down by 10 points when it was less than 30 seconds to go in the game.
我跟另外一位弟兄来发短信，我们来交流。这位弟兄跟我是毕业在同一所学校，然后他住在另外一个州。
I exchanged texts with a brother who graduated from the same school and now lives in another state.
我说没忘了。
It is over, I texted.
然后他回我说，除非有奇迹。
Unless a miracle, he responded.
我不晓得是不是算是奇迹。但是我们竟然能够平手，然后在两次的加时之后，我们赢了。
Miracle or not, we tied the game, then won it after two overtime periods.
事后我看一个报道说，当球赛还剩下最后一分钟的时候，对方的球队他们赢的机会是 99.9%.
One report calculated that in the final minute of the game, our opponents had a 99.9% chance of winning.
好一个反败为胜。
What a comeback.
在2001年，美国的体育杂志 Sports Illustrated, 他们写了一个报道，报告说，他们认为有史以来十大反败为胜的记录。
In 2001, Sports Illustrated magazine published the top 10 comeback of all times.
榜上有名的不只是这个体育的明星。
What is on the list are not just sports stars.
还包括那个唱歌的那个猫王，然后过去的美国的总统杜鲁门，还有这个二次大战之后的日本。
It also contains Elvis Presley,Late President Harry Truman and Japan after World War II.
榜首的是我们的主耶稣基督。
On the top of the list of the best comeback of all times was Jesus Christ.
那篇文章说，耶稣基督在公元后的33年，他吓呆了当时的罗马人，然后否定了所有反对他的人，从坟墓里面复活了。
Jesus Christ, AD 33, stuns Romans and defies critics by his resurrection from the grave.
耶稣基督是人类历史当中最伟大的反败为胜的英雄。
Jesus was the greatest comeback hero in the human history.
耶稣基督的复活是我们福音的核心。
His resurrection is the core of the gospel.
也是今天我们聚集在一起的庆祝复活节的原因。
It is the reason why we are here this morning to celebrate Easter.
我们不是要纪念一位已经死掉的教主。
We are not to remember the dead founder of a religion.
我们乃是要庆祝一位已经复活的救主。
But to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
在哥林多前书十五章那边，保罗他向着哥林多教会里面一些对于耶稣复活还有疑惑的信徒们来向他们解释。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, The Apostle Paul clarifies the doubts in believers' hearts about the resurrection of Jesus.
然后呢，他进一步的来讲说，耶稣基督的复活对于我们有什么样的意义？
Then he goes on to explain the significance of resurrection.
耶稣的复活已经过去了2000年。
More than 2,000 years had passed.
对于今天的你我，耶稣的复活又有什么样的意义呢？
What does the resurrection of Jesus Christ mean to you and me?
耶稣的复活不只是过去的一个历史的事件。
It is not just about a historic fact.
也是影响了我们的今天。
It is also about our present.
耶稣的复活是我们信心的根基。
The resurrection of Jesus is the true foundation of our faith.
耶稣基督的复活也是关乎我们将来的事。
It is also about things to come.
耶稣的复活带给我们将来确实的一个盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus promises our true future.
耶稣的复活是我们信心的根基。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the true foundation of our faith.
在这段经文里面，首先保罗告诉我们说，耶稣的复活不是一个骗局。
In the passage, Paul affirms that the bodily resurrection of Jesus is not a hoax.
首先，第一个证据就是在神的话语已经应验了。
The first evidence for the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is in the fulfilled word of God.
我来读。经文的第三节跟第四节 Verses 3 and 4 I will read in Chinese 我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了在这段经文里面保罗两次的重复说照圣经所说
Twice in these two versesPaul repeats the phrase according to the scriptures.
耶稣的死、埋葬跟复活都是按照圣经所说的一一来应验。
The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ occurred in the same way as they were prophesied in the Bible.
在《使徒行传》的第二章，当彼得对着众人讲道的时候，他讲了这样子一段的话。
In a preaching by the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 2, he says in verses 23 and 24,
他说他只是知道我们的耶稣既然按着神的定旨献祭被交与人你们借着无法治人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了神却将死的痛苦解释了叫他复活因为他原不能被死拘禁然后接下来彼得他就引用了诗篇十六篇的一段的经文
Paul then quotes a section from Psalm 16 in his message
然后接下去彼得他就解释诗篇十六篇这段的经文如何的应验在耶稣的身上
Afterward, Peter explains in verses 30 and 31 how the passage was fulfilled in Jesus
我们请韩静姐妹来为我们读这段的经文
Verses 13 and 31. But he, meaning David, the author of Psalm 16, was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on earth that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay.
神的话语已经应验了，耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
The prophecies in God's word about Christ's death and the resurrection had been fulfilled accurately.
耶稣基督复活了。第二方面的证据是在于神的见证人他们的见证。
Besides of God's word being fulfilled, the second evidence of the resurrection of Jesus is based on the account of God's witnesses.
我们来看经文的第五节跟第六节，并且显给基法看， 然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。耶稣他复活之后显现给他的门徒看，然后在四卷的福音书里面都有记载耶稣基督他的显现。
Jesus' appearance to his disciples is well recorded in all four Gospels.
比如说我们来看约翰福音的第20章第19节。
For example, the episode John records in chapter 20:19 of his Gospel.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。如果我们有注意刚才所之前所念的哥林多前书那段的经文，提到说许多的这些的神的证人，当保罗写这封哥林多书信的时候，他们还活着。
Notice Paul emphasized thatMost of the eyewitnesses were still alive when he wrote the letter.
哥林多前书大概是写在公元后的第55年，就是耶稣复活之后的23年。
The book of First Corinthians was written in about AD 55, which is 23 years after the resurrection of Jesus.
哥林多教会的信徒，他们可以去访问这些耶稣复活的见证人，来求证他们所讲的是否真实。
The believers in the Corinthian church could have interviewed those witnesses who were still living to validate the resurrection account.
我们也许会问，为什么当耶稣复活之后，他只显现给某些人看，不是显现给所有人来看呢？
Why did Jesus appear to some but not all people?
耶稣有一个特别的用意。
Jesus had a special purpose.
当十二使徒当中的出卖耶稣的犹大，当他之后他上吊自杀之后，其他的耶稣的门徒，他们想到说，可能要找一位另外的门徒来代替犹大。
After Judas hanged himself, the other disciples of Jesus saw the need to find a replacement.
他们也要找这个人。有一些的条件，我们来看《使徒行传》的第一章21到22节。
Let's read Acts chapter 1:21 and 22.
韩静，请。
Okay. Tells us the this verses tells us the criteria for such a candidate. 21. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time.The Lord Jesus went in and out among us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
这位的候选人必须是从一开始就好像其他门徒一样跟着耶稣出去传道。
These people had to be someone who were following Jesus along with the other disciples from day one.
更重要的是，这个人选必须是耶稣复活的见证人，他亲眼的看过复活之后的耶稣。
More importantly, from then on, this person had to openly testify about Jesus' resurrection.
然后他从此之后就要去见证这位已经复活的主。然后其实在圣经里面，这个殉道者这个的用词，其实是从见证人这个希腊文的用词演变过来的。
In fact, the word martyr is derived from the Greek word for witness.
就在《使徒行传》里面，也是在之后的教会历史当中，我们都看到有许多耶稣基督复活的见证人，的确，他们为了信仰的缘故而殉道。
In the book of Acts and in subsequent church history, many of Jesus' witnesses were martyred because they proclaimed about the resurrected Christ.
神的话语的应验，还有神的 见证人他们的见证，这些都是一些客观的事实。
Why are the fulfillment of processes in God's word and the account of God's witnesses are objective facts?
除了这些客观的事实之外，神在相信他的人身上一些奇妙的作为，这是我们信徒的一些的主观的经验，也可以证明耶稣基督已经复活了。
God's work of changing lives is a personal experience many Christians can attest.
我们来看保罗他自己的见证，在经文的第九节跟第十节。
Paul shares his testimony in verses 9 and 10.
他说，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。就在经文的第十节，保罗他重复了三遍，他说是神的恩典临到他的身上。
Three times in verse 10, Paul gives thanks to God for his grace.
保罗他觉得他不配跟耶稣其他的门徒来并列。
Paul felt undeserved to be named among the disciples of Jesus.
因为他从来没有碰过复活之后的主。
Because he had never spent time with Jesus in person, nor was he an eyewitness of Jesus' resurrection.
保罗他没有看过生前的复活之前在世的耶稣，也没有看过复活之后的耶稣。但是更重要的就是说，保罗他本来是一个迫害基督徒的人，但因为神的恩典临到他的身上，他成为耶稣基督的跟随者。
More importantly, Paul was a persecutor of Christian before, but God changed him to be a follower of Christ.
除了保罗之外，圣经当中还有其他跟随耶稣基督的人，他们都经历过神的大能在他们的身上改变了他们。
Besides Paul, there are other followers of Christ in the Bible who experienced the life-changing work of God.
譬如说在《使徒行传》第四章里面提到彼得跟约翰，耶稣的其中两位门徒，他们因为用神迹医好了一个瘸腿的人，然后他们公开了来传福音，结果被官府关起来了。
In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John, two of Jesus' disciples, were detained because they miraculously healed a crippled beggar and shared the gospel to the crowd.
然后他当这些官府来审问彼得的时候，彼得很大胆的他做见证，在经文的第十节。
When questioned by the rulers and religious leaders,Paul boldly testifies in verse 10.
他们说，你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因为你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。有没有看到彼得当那么大胆来指责这些的官府，说是你们把耶稣钉十字架。
Surely Peter understood that he was looking for trouble by blaming the leaders for crucifying Jesus.
他仿佛跟他的人头来作对，难怪连那些审问他的官府都看到这个彼得在他生命当中的改变。他原来是一个没有学问的一个渔夫，然后当耶稣被抓了之后，他就很懦弱的逃掉。
So Peter put his life in danger. No wonder even the leaders saw the change in this former fisherman who cowardly fled the scene when Jesus was arrested.
然后经文十三节说，这些宗教领袖、这些官府他们的回应，说他们见彼得 约翰的胆量，又看出他们原来是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。如此的改变，没有人能够否定。
Such change was undeniable.
一切都是神在他们生命当中的作为。
It could only be the work of God.
耶稣基督他的复活不是一个的骗局。
The bodily resurrection of Jesus is not a hoax.
有神的话语的应验，由神的见证人做证据。
It is supported by the objective evidences from the word of God and from the account of God's witnesses.
已经过了2000年，在座的当中，你我，我们没有见过耶稣的复活。
It has been over 2,000 years since Jesus' resurrection, and none of us sitting here saw the event firsthand. Nor met the resurrected Lord in person.
我们相信耶稣基督的复活，是因为耶稣基督复活的见证人把这些事情都记载在圣经里面。
We believe that Jesus did resurrect because of the testimonies of the disciples of Jesus as recorded in the Bible.
另外，我们所有的基督徒都经历过神大能的作为在我们的生命里面。
Believers also experience the life-changing work of God.
我们每一位信徒，我们都可以认同保罗所说的：“我今日成了何等样的人，是因为耶稣的缘故。”
Every Christian can identify with Paul when he shared that, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am."
By the grace of God, we are what we are. 我们的信仰不是凭着我们的感觉。
Our belief is not based on feelings.
基督的信仰是根据事实。
Christianity is based on truth.
根据真理，所谓的真理不是说这个真理是真的，因为我相信它。
Truth is real not because you choose to believe in it.
真理之所以是真的，不管你相信与否，它本来就是真的。
Truth is real because it is authentic, whether or not you choose to believe in it.
当保罗他陈述了耶稣复活的一些的证据之后，他把他的论点把它反过来，他问一个问题说：万一如果耶稣没有复活，那又会怎么样呢？
After Paul presented the evidences to support that Jesus did resurrect from the dead, he flipped his arguments around and asked, "What if there was bodily resurrection?"
What if
there
was
no bodily resurrection?
从十二到十九节，保罗就列出了七个的问题，他都用若来发问。
From verse 12 to 19, there are seven if questions.
我就把这七个的若如果的问题，把它浓缩起来，变成五个的论点，我们来看。
Let me briefly summarize those questions into five statements.
第一个问题就是说，如果没有死人复活这回事，那么耶稣怎么又复活了？
First one, if it is impossible for a person to come back to life after death, then Jesus had not resurrected.
第二，如果没有复活这回事的时候，保罗跟他的同工他们所传的就是一个假的道。
If there was no resurrection, then Paul and his co-workers were preaching a lie.
第三，如果没有复活这回事的话，如果耶稣没有复活的话，就没有罪的赦免。
Third, if there was no resurrection, then there was no forgiveness of sins.
第四，如果没有复活的话，没有罪的赦免的可能。
Fourth, if there was no resurrection, then there would be no hope for those who had passed away.
对不起， 第四是，如果没有耶稣没有复活的话，那么已经过世的人他们就没有盼望了。然后最后一点，第五，如果耶稣没有复活的话，还活着的人同样的没有盼望。
The fifth, if there was no resurrection, then there will be no hope for those who are still living.
但是因为耶稣他已经复活了，我们的罪能够得到赦免，我们在今生，我们在将来，我们都有盼望。
But because Jesus had resurrected, there is forgiveness of sin. We have hope in this life and hope in our future.
耶稣基督他肉身的复活是我们信心的根基。
The resurrection of Jesus is the true foundation of our faith.
耶稣基督他的复活同样的带给我们将来确实的一个盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus also promises us a sure future.
首先，耶稣基督的复活告诉我们说，我们将来所有的信徒确定都要复活。
First of all, the resurrection of Jesus gives us hope because it guarantees the resurrection of Jesus' redeemed people.
耶稣基督的复活触发了一个连锁的反应，把往后耶稣整个的救恩计划都要一一的来完成。
The resurrection of Jesus triggered a chain reaction in completing God's salvation plan.
我们来看经文第二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出手的果子。这个出手的果子，这个的用词是关联到旧约的这个的敬拜的礼仪。
The term first fruits here relates to the sacrificial system in the Old Testament.
犹太人他们会把他们收割的第一批的农作物来献给神，表示的是他们有信心，往后会有一个丰收。
The Jew offered the first fruits as an expression of faith, looking forward to a coming harvest.
保罗则借用了这幅的画像来形容说，既然耶稣基督这个出手的果子已经复活的时候，往后他的信徒们都会要通通的复活。
Paul borrows the imagery to illustrate that since God's first fruits, Christ had resurrected, the resurrection of God's redeemed people will take place in the future.
这真正是经文的第22、23节所要说明的。我们来听韩青姐妹来读。
That is exactly the meaning in verses 20 and 23. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Every human being is a descendant of Adam, the first man. Adam sinned and died, and we will also die someday.
You go too fast. 我们每一个人都是亚当的后裔。亚当犯罪了，他死了。同样在耶稣基督有一天我们每个人都要面对死亡，但是在基督里的每一个信徒有一天我们都要复活，就好像耶稣基督2000多年前复活的一样。
Every human being is a descendant of Adam, the first man. Adam sinned and died, and we will also die someday. However, for those who are in Christ, we will be resurrected just like Jesus did some 2,000 years ago.
我们的复活是要等到耶稣基督的再来，那个时候我们才会复活。
It will happen at Jesus' return.
在哥林多前书15章的下半段，保罗就进一步的来阐述当耶稣再来的时候我们复活的情形。
In the second half of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul provides future details about our resurrection.
我们就来只看52节。
For example, we can take a look at verse 52.
就在一刹时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的， 我们也要改变。当耶稣基督再来的时候，所有的信徒都要复活，我们会得到一个荣耀的、一个不会衰残的一个的身体。
When Jesus comes back, all the redeemed will be resurrected with a glorious and imperishable body.
耶稣基督的复活带给我们盼望，不止将来所有的信徒都要复活。
The resurrection of Jesus gives us hope because it guarantees the resurrection of those who Jesus redeemed.
而且带给我们一个盼望，当耶稣再来的时候，他要把死亡能够得到一个的终结。
It also gives us hope because Jesus will eventually put death to death.
请韩青姐妹来帮我们来读第24-26节。
Verse 24-26. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，他要把神的所有的仇敌都踩在脚下。
After our resurrection, all God's enemies will be subdued under Christ's feet.
就是所有从亚当夏娃犯罪以来，所有这些的邪恶的势力都要被踩在耶稣的脚下。
All the evil force that had been causing rebellion against God in mankind since Adam and Eve sinned would be put to an end.
耶稣要毁灭的最后一个敌人就是死亡本身。
The last enemy Jesus will destroy is death itself.
死亡在我们的今生当中带来一个无法避免的一个的分离。
Death is an inevitable separation in this life.
当保罗他写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，安慰他们，因为他们中间有一些信徒他们过世了，他们心中忧伤。
When Paul wrote to the believers at the Thessalonian church, he concerned those who had loved ones passed away.
他在第四章的第十四节，他说
，He says in First Thessalonians chapter 4:14,
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在基督里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。当保罗用睡了来形容已经过世的信徒，他正要表明的意思就是说，就是睡了的信徒，他们有一天会再次的起来。
By describing people as fallen asleep, Paul highlights that believers who had passed away will rise again when Jesus comes back.
当耶稣再来的时候，所有的信徒都会得到一个荣耀的身体，不会再有死亡。
When Jesus returns, all the believers will be given a glorious body that will not die anymore.
到时候我们都不需要看医生。
On that day, there will be no need for doctors.
到时候我们也不需要吃什么补品锻炼身体。
You do not need to take a supplement or exercise to stay healthy.
连殡仪馆都要关店。
Even funeral homes will be out of business.
Hallelujah. 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 赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
当我们信徒，我们弟兄姐妹，我们分离的时候，我们跟对方说再见，我们必然会再见。
When we say see you to brothers and sisters in Christ, we will surely see each other again.
这是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
耶稣基督的复活带给我们有盼望，保证将来信徒们都会复活。
The resurrection of Jesus gives us hope because it guarantees the resurrection of those who Jesus redeemed.
耶稣的复活也要把死亡带来一个终结。
It also puts death to death.
但是耶稣的复活对于你我的今天又有什么样的意义呢？
But how does all that truth have to do with us in this life?
耶稣基督的复活不只带给我们将来的盼望，也带给我们在今生我们有力量来面对今生的挑战。
The resurrection of Jesus does not only give us hope for the future, it also gives us strength for our struggles today.
Okay, 因为时间的缘故，我们跳过29节，我们直接到30-31节。We skip down to 30 and 31. 请韩青姐妹来帮我们来读。
Paul shares in verse 31, I die every day, I mean that, brothers.Just as surely I glory over you in Christ Jesus our Lord, for the sake of preaching the gospel.
因为见证这位复活主的缘故，保罗跟他的同工们，他们天天都要面对死亡的威胁。
For the sake of preaching the gospel, Paul and his co-workers always put their lives to danger.
我们来看看哥林多后书第11:26，保罗提到他所面对的各种的挑战困难。
Paul elaborates the hardship he faced in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Verses 26, 他说又屡次的行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同住的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。保罗所要说明的是，如果没有复活这回事，如果将来没有盼望的时候，他干嘛要面对这些的危险呢？
Paul concludes that if it is not because of the hope of future resurrection, he would not have the strength to overcome all those struggles.
弟兄姐妹，你今天又面对什么样的挑战呢？
Brothers and sisters, what are your struggles today?
就算你说今天来到这个复活节的崇拜蛮享受的，但可能你想到说离开这个地方你又要回到现实的生活当中。
As much as you enjoy the worship today, you will return to the reality after you leave this place.
家里面可能有一大堆的家务事等着你去做。
There may be housework waiting for you.
有些人可能还要回去加班，明天要做报告。
Some of you have to work overtime to prepare for a project presentation tomorrow.
同学们、学生们，他们要回去写作业。
There will be school assignments to complete.
或者家里面有不听话的小孩，要让你操心。
Rebellious kids to worry about.
有账单要付。
Bills to pay.
慢性的疾病。要治疗
chronic diseases to treat,
要面对你的孤单
loneliness to deal with,
等等等等
and so on.
基督徒与否，我们都面对今生的许多的挑战。
Christians or not, there may be countless struggles we have to face.
但是耶稣基督他的复活带给我们将来的盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us hope for the future.
带着这样子的盼望，我们可以轻看今天的得与失。
With this hope, Christians can overlook the gain or loss in this life.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生命死在耶稣基督里面。
Our life is in Christ.
复活的主活在每一个相信他的人的生命当中。
The resurrected Lord lives in those who put their trust in him.
他带给我们今生的力量来面对我们今天的挑战。
He gives us strength to overcome all our life struggles.
耶稣基督他的复活使我们能够双脚站稳，因为他的复活带给是我们信心的根基。
The resurrection of Jesus keeps our feet planted because it is the true foundation of our faith.
耶稣基督他的复活也让我们能够头抬起来，因为他带给我们将来确实的一个盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus also keeps our heads up because Jesus promised us a sure future.
问题是，请问你跟这位复活主有一个个人的关系吗？
The question is, do you have a personal relationship with this resurrected Lord?
如果你不认识他的话，今年的复活节可以是你一个新的开始。
If you don't, this Easter can be a new beginning for you.
耶稣基督已经为你的罪而死，已经为你复活了，他要带给你一个新的生命。
Jesus died for your sins, and he was resurrected to give you a new life.
来到他的面前，承认你的罪，来接受这份的恩典。
Come to him, confess your sins, and receive his grace of forgiveness.
同样，我们中间的弟兄姐妹，今年的复活节也可以成为你一个新的开始。
To our brothers and sisters, this Easter can also be a new beginning for you.
你说我已经认识了基督。
You say that you know Christ.
但是在过去的年日，你还是靠自己而活，为自己而活。
But all your life, you are still living on your own effort.
来到他的面前，承认你的愚昧，承认你的骄傲。
Come to him and confess your ignorance and pride.
让神的复活的大能灌注在你的生命当中，让你从今天开始为这位爱你、为你而死、为你而复活的主而活。
Let the resurrection power of God infuse your life so that from now on you live for Christ who loved you, who died for you and redeemed you.
在我们结束我们的信息的时候，我们再来唱这首诗歌，可不可以请君安跟 Clary 也到。
As we conclude, let's sing again the song There is a Hope to help remind us the God's wonderful grace.
好吧，我们一同站立来唱这首诗歌。
Could you please stand up? Let's sing together.
有一个盼望。
There's a hope.
用中文唱，英文唱都可以。一个盼望燃烧在我心，日日夜夜赐我生命力量。每当我见到已死上帝的荣光，驱走内心迷茫，在基督里罪得赦免，在基督里盼望永远，一生至高呼召和内心喜悦，为遵从主旨意。 A hope that lifts my weary head, A consolation strong against despair,That when the world has plunged me in its deepest pit, I find the Savior there. Through present sufferings, future fear, He whispered courage in my ear. For I am saved in everlasting arms.And they will lead me home. 这盼望经得起世间考验，使我越过一切应有试炼，有朝一日将亲自目睹你的面，何等荣美圣洁。当悲伤患难都终结，当愿望都因主实现，难言的喜乐充满在我心，我终于到。 到家了。我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
是的，我们的主，我们复活的主，我们盼望那一天的临到。
Our Lord,